Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, fellas. Now, your first job every morning will be to sweep this walkway. Then, I want you to wash all the windows. Real good, too. And don't leave no streaks. Hey, what are you doing? Get the hell out of here before I bust that camera.
It's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday.
That's correct.
Happy Thursday. I almost said happy Halloween, but it's Halloween around here.
Yeah, it is.
So we celebrating a little early. We got our little company holiday party
slash
contest.
Yes.
It's a contest.
And congratulations are in order.
We have the winners?
Some winners. We had a tie for first. And mind you, our costume theme this year was it famous duos?
Yeah.
So there were pairs. Our very own Sean Pendergast tied for first.
Hey.
He was a part of Right Said Fred. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Not when he wins, though. Well, he might have sounded like that once you get on social media and see what he looked like. He had a fishnet shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll win every time.
Yeah, with that physique, man.
You gotta win. You can't lose with that on, man. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm about to send something to HR. You can't be over here seducing people like that, Sean Pendergast.
Well,
How dare he?
I honestly don't think he was.
Yeah, we actually made a quick appearance in a costume party, too.
We're not prepared at all.
Yeah. But some people said we dressed the best, though. We killed it, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
I will say, you guys really cleaned up pretty nicely in your costumes here.
Hey. You too, man. It's like you work for McDowell's, man.
Because
right now I got lettuce, then I'll get to fries, then the grill, then assistant manager, because that's when the big bucks start rolling in.
Yeah. So, kind of a happy early Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, I ran across this list from Billboard, and they released the top 25 biggest Halloween songs of all time. And I ain't going to waste y'all time going through the whole list.
Yeah.
I'm going to just get right to the bleep.
Okay.
So the thing that pissed me off the most is Thriller from Michael Jackson coming in at number 21 on this list.
That is
asinine. Where's my Patrick Creighton?
It's
asinine. I couldn't believe this, man. So I'm going to go through the top five.
Okay, number one is Monster Mash, right?
Yes, that's number one.
And I would put Thriller 2.
Yeah, that's how I wouldn't even, I ain't even fighting for Thriller to be number one or anything.
Y'all, look, I understand why this is the case, but there is a number one Halloween song, and it is a Houston song. Y'all ain't brought it up.
And that is?
Mom Playing Tricks on Me, Ghetto Boys. Come on, talk to me.
I don't even think it made that list, man.
See, they don't know ball.
So when I seen this, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? So I seen Monster Mash. I'm like, all right, maybe they go on the whole Halloween song. But then next is Ghostbusters. I'm like, okay.
Good.
Okay, I'm fine with that. No pushback. Number three, Frankenstein from Edgar Winter Group.
Oh, the Edgar Winter Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
I'm out on that one. No, not out on it, but to be ranked that high.
What is that song I'm trying to recall?
Edgar Winter. We'd have to find out.
Okay.
I'll find it when I get a chance. But number four, this is what really pissed me off.
Okay.
The Monster, Eminem featuring Rihanna.
Get out of here.
There ain't no damn Halloween song, man.
Well, I mean, just Monster generally. But
Who is playing that song on Halloween? Yeah, let's get into Halloween spirit.
I can see people put it on the playlist and just kind of like Monster general thing. But like,
come on,
how
man.
Is it this high? Like, I'm okay with you putting it on the list. Yeah.
Show me.
There's no way it should be this
somebody
high.
That's like, oh yeah, you got to put Eminem
on. Eminem on.
Yeah, that song never pop up, man, when we talk about Halloween things. So mind playing Ghetto Boys pop up more than that.
Probably.
And he mentioned Halloween, what, in two?
This week, Halloween fell on a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Ghetto Boys is trick-or-treating. Yeah. Absolutely.
I know, man. So that kind of ticked me off a little bit,
Shout
man.
Shout out to Scarface, man.
Yeah. But that's your list. You can check the list out. I think it's on billboard.com. Right, well, I ain't going to waste y'all
I'm
time
not
with that.
Waste
but yeah,
time.
Y'all pissed me off having Thriller that damn low, man. Yeah. That is crazy.
It's two.
Yeah, I agree with it. It's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Cleo McDowell here holding it down at McDowell's, 8507 Queens Boulevard, if y'all want to come through and support. So we usually do our court hearings tomorrow, yesterday, on Wednesdays, with Judge John Lopez.
Yeah.
And one thing we always good with, we make sure we come with pants on, right?
Mm-hmm.
We always have pants on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wait, is that a problem for people?
I'm wondering where he's going with
apparently
this.
Apparently,
I ain't never left the house and forgot my pants. Yeah. I can say that.
Or shorts, whatever. Yes.
I'm on a great run.
Yeah.
33 years straight of not forgetting my pants.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've never done it, but I'm a great run myself.
Let me
go out to get the newspaper in your drawers.
You just forgot your pants.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay,
all right. Let me ask y'all this. Have y'all done a Zoom meeting with no pants on?
Absolutely not.
Never. Now, I've worn like gym shorts with a nice shirt.
Hey, that's totally fine, man. Yeah, you can wear those outside the house.
Yeah.
But I'm weird, though. I'd be feeling weird just being naked in the house anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a freely naked guy. Like, Like other people could just walk around with no issue.
Which to be
I gotta put something on.
It's their place. I get it.
Yeah.
What ifs just pop up way too often. For
what
me.
If a fire break out and I gotta run out the house?
I'm occasionally naked.
Really? Okay.
Occasionally.
Today we learned.
Depends on the mood.
Okay.
The mood.
Yeah. All right. So anywho, apparently it was a Detroit officer who was supposed to be at a court hearing via Zoom, and he tuned in and he didn't have any pants on, and the judge kind of noticed it.
Yes, Officer Jackson, badge number 3919, out of the 12th precinct.
All right. You got some pants on, officer?
Sir, they're in the... No, sir.
Officer Jackson, okay.
He said, "You got some pants on."
Okay,
now,
I got a question,
officer.
Could you like see? Did you see the video?
Yes. He was on his phone.
Yeah.
So he had this officer outfit from the top on.
Yeah.
But he put his phone down a little low, so you see nothing but legs. I want to say he had on Jordan. I wasn't really looking like that.
Okay, all right.
But a lot of people posted video. I think they would have blurred it out if he didn't have anything going.
I gotta see this.
But yeah, you'll find it. TMZ reposted it and all that. But he kind of had it low.
Right.
Where you be like, whoa. So he was camera view. He was kind of eye to eye.
Mm-hmm. I do love that whoever the other person was, whether it was judge or whatever, was like, officer, do you got pants on? Because in their mind, they were like,
oh, dude, he's naked.
The answer is absolutely going to be, yes, of course. And when the answer was no, he was like, well, I don't know what to do with this. He was like, okay, and just kept moving. That's one of those, don't ask questions that you don't want answers to.
Yeah. Now, if you hear the judge, because this was the judge asking the question, it sounded like he like, do you got some pants on, bro?
Yeah.
Or officer?
Well,
you got some pants on, officer?
No, he fell on the floor.
I also do appreciate that. Like just
this
at some
is
point,
kind of blurred out. Like he.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I ain't really looked too long.
And the other attorney was a female.
His sergeant was very much also in the picture there. Right.
Am I seeing what
the
I
phone,
think I'm
he picked,
seeing?
He picked the phone up real quick and was like, oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, hey,
brother,
my
man,
goodness.
We in 2025. Why are y'all still doing this?
I guess.
Via Zoom, man. Come on now.
Did Toobin ever get his job back?
No. I think he's made a couple of appearances here and there. Well, he was more than not wearing pants.
Well, true. But my thought was that should have been at least from my perspective, I'm always, don't make the same mistake twice. And when you get this, hey, this is a clear opportunity to know that this mistake is now off limits for, you know that this can't happen. I thought once Tubin happened, we all recognized you got to be on your P's and Q's.
Yes, yeah, you got to.
On the Zoom call.
You got to. I talked about that last time when we had the little company Zoom call and somebody was in there talking smack about the meeting and wasn't on mute.
Oh,
it's like, brother, when you log in, the first thing you look for is the mute button.
Yes, it is.
Make sure the mic is off. Make sure your cameras are all that stuff before you get to talking smack. So.
And I apologize for anybody who doesn't know when I say Tubin. This is one of those times where I'm not going to explain.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better for everybody if I don't talk about that in a larger way.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it's the Mixtape and Loop Sports Radio 610. I've seen this making the rounds a little bit. So China got a new law for social media influencers. Did you see this?
I did not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it was making the headlines. And here's a news anchor from, I want to say she's from China. She was breaking all of this down courtesy of a YouTube page called Hornbill TV.
Okay.
The Chinese government has now come up with a new social media policy. Under the new Chinese policy, which took effect in late 2025, only influencers with verified university degrees or certified professional expertise can discuss sensitive topics such as medicine, law, finance, and education. Not just that, but the new law also requires influencers to cite their sources and conflict of interest disclaimers. And also no more advertising of medical services and supplements.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
They going strong right there, man. So pretty much social media influencers, you can't really, unless you have some type of degree or certification. I don't know what type of certification you'll get, but you can't, I guess, promote or advertise whatever.
Well,
you
they
promote.
Said you can't advertise, but you can't even talk about it. Like, don't get out here telling
you gotta
me
you have a degree or an expertise in something,
right? Like, well, I found out that this food is terrible. All right, so where's your nutrition license?
What's the source?
Yeah. Where's your nutrition degree? Because otherwise, STFU.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just hoping nothing like this come over here. Yeah. Because otherwise, you ain't getting no opinions at all.
Then what's the fun in that?
Well, social media would be a ghost town.
Yeah.
Is that the worst thing in the world? Is it?
It's called freedom of speech.
Hey, right? Yes and no, man. Sometimes you just looking for somebody to be like, hey, man, this food spot pretty good, man. Y'all should check it out.
What's your source?
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all you need, man.
Yeah, but they did say on specific topics, right? Like if you're talking about topics in a way where you are purporting yourself to have some level of expertise, let's see it.
What culinary school did you go to?
Right. Let's see. Well, and I don't think it would apply to food because that's a matter of taste, right? But there's some things that aren't matters of taste that people be talking about and like leading people astray. I think I'm with it. I never realized that I'd be in this place. The China government is on something. I don't think I would have been there. However, I think
people just need to be a little more smart. They need to do a little more research themselves. Reggie liked to say, stop being damn lazy.
True.
Do the research before you jump in bed with somebody.
Well, that's not
going like
to happen.
That.
Somewhere in between those two things, maybe.
Yeah.
I said, show me the degree, big dog. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, you got to be certified to say something.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I want to give a special salute to the Harris County jury for finding this lady by the name of Brick Lady, Rhonda Osmond. Rhonda Osmond, guilty of theft for stealing more than $42,000 through a GoFundMe after making claims that a man threw a brick at her head outside a West Houston bar when she didn't give him his phone number. And some people on social media might remember this story. This story kind of went viral. Mm-hmm. And here's KPRC2, my guy Bryce, with the story, just kind of explaining everything. What happened?
Yo, this man just hit me in my face with a brick and all these black men just watched.
That's Rhonda Osmond. She's known virally as Brick Lady, and a Harris County jury has just found her guilty of theft by deception.
What have I ever done to anybody in my life to deserve this?
Back in 2023, she went viral when she made claims online that a man threw a brick at her head because she wouldn't give him her phone number. Olin Douglas, he's the man that was accused of throwing that brick, but he says that he got death threats after the video went viral. The Houston Police Department and Harris County District Attorney's Office investigated this case. They found that Rhonda Osmond created a fake GoFundMe to profit off of this, about $42,000. When the jury convicted her, the judge had to tell her to calm down in the courtroom several times. The judge then sentenced her to 10 years of probation, and some of the conditions that she'll have to follow: first, she'll have to serve 90 days in jail. She'll also have to pay full restitution and then go to inpatient substance abuse treatment. But one of the biggest conditions of probation, the judge ordered 10 years of no using social media.
That last part got me. 10 years of not using
social
media.
I don't know.
90
days in jail ain't no picnic.
No, it's not. But I'm like, damn, I feel like the social media part might be harder than the 10 years probation.
Probably.
I'm surprised that that's something that's actionable. Like, I didn't know that that was something in the wheelhouse to be able to. No, I hear you. I'm not saying that I don't understand the way that they got there. I just didn't realize that that was the thing that they could get you on. Like, how does your probation go? Is the probation officer just scrolling and making sure that you're not tweeting? Like, how does that go? Like, that's just where my brain
gets. I have no idea, but because the first thing I thought about was maybe she can make a fake account, a fake email and all that stuff and hop on. But
maybe they just check all her devices at some point, at various points, all that stuff. But good.
Yeah.
I was going to say throw the book at her, but that's.
Throw the cell phone at her.
It's crazy. This story kind of divided the whole social media, like men versus women too, because it made it seem like a lot of guys wasn't really doing nothing and defending her or believing her.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out this was all a lie.
Yeah, I did not even, because I'm just now hearing about this. I missed the culture war portion of this.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
In this instance, I guess it'd be the gender war portion of this, I'm kind of glad I did.
It was bad, but now she finally was found guilty of all of this. So I'm glad that young brother didn't get caught up in it too much where he possibly could have got a charge or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so.
How do you come up with that line? Like that lie.
I don't understand.
They threw a brick at me.
People are just so creative when they're criminals. I wish they could just put that somewhere else.
Yeah. And then I get y'all out of here real quick. Shohei Ohtani. I'm not sure if this should be Shohei Ohtani or the Dodgers, but thanks for nothing, man.
Really?
Thanks for nothing. Y'all was out here playing good. Shohei playing legendary. And y'all look like y'all about to lose this damn series.
It ain't over yet.
It's not over. The one thing I'm rooting for is a really good game, and I you can convince me of Game 7. Like, I am very much in on the possibility of Game 7.
If they lose this World Series, man,
that's
going to suck
big time
for Shohei.
What a shame.
Not suck for Shohei. Like, well, I mean, yeah, for his opportunity.
Yeah, man. It's LeBron in 2015
right.
where he just – led everybody on the floor and everything, and it don't mean a damn thing.
Nothing. Hey, Dave Roberts, come talk to me for a second.
That's where it's going.
That's immediately where I go. I was like, hey, buddy, can we talk?
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's the Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday. right here on the show. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cyprus. But before we do that, Sean Pendergast had a Pender poll that I'm interested to see what you guys think of. He asked the question if you could replicate one stat from the win versus the Niners into the game versus the Broncos, which one would you choose? I'll let you know which one of those, or I'll let you know which ones he put up there, and I'll get your opinions on that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.